Isn't it funny how nobody ever calls himself a little boy? Nobody ever calls herself a little girl. Because however little you are the biggest boy or girl you've been so far. So little boy or little girl is a phrase that only ever gets used by older children or adults talking about younger people or talking about memories of themselves when they were younger. One of my earliest memories of when I was a little boy is rather a sad one. My great-grandmother used to live with us. I remember coming back home from school one day and being told that she died. I remember not being able to believe it and going from one room in the house to another to see where she was hiding, and then out into the garden to see if she was sitting in the conservatory enjoying the sunshine where she used to enjoy sitting. When she wasn't there either, I realised it must actually be true, and my mum made me a cup of tea with a teaspoon of brandy in it for the shock. It's a sad memory, but not too sad, because it turns out it isn't true. We didn't have a conservatory when my nan died, so there's no way I could have gone looking for her there, and my mum is very, very certain that she wouldn't have given a teaspoon of brandy to a four-year-old, no matter how shocked I was. But even though I know it's not true, it still feels like that's my memory. In the opposite way, there's a family photo with me in it from the same time, wearing a hideous 1970s jumper, surrounded by my brothers and sisters. I can't remember the photo being taken at all. Looking at me in it is like looking at a photo of somebody else, just that I know it's me. Then there are other times where I have both a memory and a photograph, or where I think I've got a real memory, but I've got no photograph to prove it. Or there are those things that I can only remember when I see a photograph that reminds me. These days, people take photos more often than ever before. A lot of those are photographs of themselves, taking photographs of themselves. If you look at a selfie and it brings up a memory, is the memory a memory of taking a selfie? I don't take many selfies myself. I sometimes take otheries, photos of other people. But to be honest, I tend to prefer taking nobody at allies, photos of places without people in them, because I think I'll remember the people, but I might forget the place. I think it's really interesting how what we remember, what we photograph, what we know, and what is true all fit together. So I've got some questions for you, which I've given your teacher, and perhaps you'll think of some other questions of your own and share those back with me. Enjoy.